Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Now, former President George W. Bush and former President Obama, starting in just a few days, are going to hold simultaneous in different cities, one in Texas, one in New York, disinformation conferences calling for using the military and CIA, it's in the news, covered it last week, against people that question lockdowns and future forced injections. Here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to a big crowd talking about what's happening and how the Germans are doing the same thing.
Thing a government needs to make people into slaves is fear.
Immediately after that, the German intelligence agencies and the British intelligence agencies announced that they were considering vaccine hesitancy a form of terrorism, and that they were unleashing their cyber warfare arsenal on people in foreign countries who they consider vaccine hesitant.
Let me hit this right now and start getting into it. This is something I'm going to be covering a lot. We know the different globalist agendas, lockdowns, forced injections, open borders, drag queen pedophile time, the whole transgender program of they can't abort a kid when they're in their mother's uterus, in their womb. They want to cut their breasts and genitals off when they're children so they're sterilized. It's about governmental control with these sex cults over your children and parental rights. And as the world passes the 8 billion marker of people, and the UN is set to, quote, celebrate that, they're actually founded to wage war against it, they're doing everything they can to target that population. And so Canada has regulations, not laws, and so do areas like Sweden and Germany. The Netherlands is one of the worst, where if parents decide to kill their 8-year-old kid, the child doesn't have a say, they're killed. So if a kid wants to be sterilized, the parents don't have a say. But if the parents want to kill them, parents have the say. And when you pull back from this, they cut the resources off and then say, we don't have money to take care of disabled people. And so then they come to those folks and say, we don't have money for you anymore for your medical care or anything. We're going to kill you. How does anybody feel safe in a society that acts and behaves like that? We always knew what Hitler did, the left was trying to bring back. And so where's the ADL? Where's the Southern Poverty Law Center? They're talking about Hitler and Nazis all day. This is what Nazis did, was kill disabled people. But the cases the media is using is like a healthy woman in Europe who a decade ago was in a terror attack and was traumatized by seeing a terror attack. So the psychologist convinced her to sign up and they euthanized her last month. Or, oh, you've got a bad back. We're not going to give you surgery for it. We don't have money. We're the liberals. We have unlimited money for free everything, but keeping you alive. And we've had confirmed case reports in Canada and Europe where they pressure disabled people to kill themselves. And under the social credit score, they just deny health care if they don't like who you are or your political background. We've all seen that. Oh, you're a Nazi. Oh, you're a climate denier. Oh, your social credit score is low. Whatever they add to that, now you don't get health care. This is the power of life and death that these cults want over people. So, euthanasia, full report on Infowars.com. Disabled man set to die after losing rooming house. It's the new normal to expect a disabled man to be killed as the state pressuring him to do it. Canada's going to allow assisted suicide for healthy people with mental illnesses. So they're mentally not cognizant. They're mentally not able to make decisions. The state's their ward. Just like a 5-year-old kid, would you like to die? You're in pain? Child can't make that decision. Well, the state or their parents do. This is true, true evil. So here's just a short clip. This is just from today. There's literally hundreds of these a week where, oh, he's got back pain. Oh, they can't pay for it. So he's preparing to have the state kill him. Here it is.
Amir Farsoud has applied for medically assisted dying, known as MAID. He lives in constant agony due to a back injury, but has started the process for end of life because his rooming house is up for sale and he can't find anywhere else to live that he can afford. He barely survives on Ontario disability support payments, which are just over $1,200 a month. He doesn't want to die, but being homeless is not an option.
I know in my present health condition, I wouldn't survive it anyway.
Farsood meets the criteria for MAID, physical suffering due to disability that cannot be relieved. His doctor, who knows Farsood's real reason for MAID, is his fear of being homeless.
Notice on the TV show, the so-called news program with a loving woman, oh, it's so sweet, you're going to kill yourself, the government's going to kill you. They show, or psychological reason, but they don't read that part. It says any physical disability and pain or psychological reason. Play it again.
Not an option.
I know in my present health condition, I wouldn't survive it anyway.
Farsood meets the criteria for MAID, physical suffering due to disability that cannot be relieved. His doctor, who knows Farsood's real reason for MAID is his fear of being homeless, signed off on the application in August. Farsood needs a second to do the same. There's a 90-day waiting period. He believes he could potentially access MAID in about a month.
I don't wish to be dead.
Oh, how liberal.
Even with the pain, even with the meds, I still want to be here.
He doesn't want to die, but he's signed up. They don't call for churches. They don't call for communities. They don't call for somebody to take him in. They don't ask the question on the news. Because, you know, you see these ads for the Humane Society. Oh, this little dog, Coco, is an 8-year-old chihuahua, doesn't have an owner. If Coco doesn't get adopted by next Saturday, she's going to be euthanized. Everyone runs to get little Coco. But see, the state doesn't want you having the idea that as a community, you individually would go help this person. Or, oh, this hospital's going to volunteer a back surgery. Sorry, doesn't have insurance. We're socialized Canadian medicine. You've got to die. I thought it's wonderful living under socialism. And now they're coming after the children, and they've got their Ken doll up there, Trudeau, pushing it all. What a true monster. So here's some of the headlines. Canada is going to allow assisted suicide for healthy people with mental illnesses beginning next year. Trudeau, liberals to facilitate suicide for mentally ill starting in March, and next it'll be you. Canadian doctors start suggesting suicide to save money. Canada's killing regime. Perspective inside the world of Canada's assisted suicide for mature minors, children. Oh, you're mature, though. You can make a decision. Assisted suicide for poverty. That's the global social credit score. This is what they have announced. I told you for years under the social credit score, you'll be encouraged to commit suicide. They'll even say, hey, you can get a round-the-world trip. You can get all this money to go gamble, whatever you want. We'll pay you $1 million, but in 1 year, you die. They've actually actuaried this out. And they know people that are psychologically controlled by them or on drugs the state's giving them, four more drugs will sign on. What do you think the fentanyl killing hundreds of thousands a year is hitting our streets? And I've been at Skid Row in L.A. and other places where the police tell us off record, but some on record, we're not allowed to even stop the drug dealers. And we saw drug dealers in their Escalade Cadillacs saying, what are you doing here? Get out of here. We're allowed to do this. They're creating all these suicide pods, and all the liberals go and check it out. They all get such a thrill. These are greedy, horrible, evil people. And if you think they just want the mentally ill and the children, you're wrong. They want everybody. It's a death cult. Canadian Association for Suicide Prevention hosts live event, International Day for People Impacted by Suicide Loss. We remember them, a conversation with Carol Todd. You wonder why we got 25 servicemen, it's gone up from last year, 23, committing suicide, because they're told they're worthless, they're told they're defeated, they're told they have PTSD. Yeah, you got some trauma, yeah, you got some issues, but instead of getting programs to overcome it and be empowered and told you're valuable, they tell you, no, you're worthless, let me put you on a bunch of drugs, and they kill themselves. How about veterans don't kill themselves? How about you politically, nonviolently commit yourself to help people lesser than you? And how about you help us politically and spiritually and culturally kill the New World Order? Why don't you get a mission for the Republic, veterans? And I mean that the general public, instead of the psychologists who are pushing this, are literally whispering in your ear, trying to hypnotize you into this crap. Canada's heroin euthanasia experiment should be a warning to the world. London Telegraph. Even mainline news says it's dangerous. Nicola Sturgeon considers backing assisted suicide in Scotland. It goes on and on. and on and on. Canadian man claims assisted suicide is being pushed on him in hospital. Then the hospital says, well, we did encourage him to commit suicide. It says it right here. That's what we're supposed to do. The headline should be, Canadian hospital admits to pushing a disabled man to kill himself. Canada euthanized 10,000 people in 2001 as death lost its sting. Yeah, they're training us not to stand up for ourselves, to roll over and be destroyed, ladies and gentlemen. This is pure evil, and everything they do with their COVID shots is to kill you and depopulate you because they think there's too many people. Well, I got a message to Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and King Charles, the rest of you. If you think there's too many people and the carbon footprint's too big, you stop using private jets, you stop living on palaces, but we know you won't. Then how about you kill yourselves? I challenge the King of England. I'm not going to do anything violent. Nobody should hurt him. I challenge him to hang himself on national television in Trafalgar Square. Then I'd respect him. I challenge Klaus Schwab to slit his wrist on national TV. I challenge Bill Gates to pour gasoline on himself on national TV and burn his ass up. I challenge all of you that think there's too many of us and we need to die for you to die. I challenge Trudeau to walk off a plank into a pool of starving sharks. You want us to die? You show us how to do it first!
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We have to wake up. It's time to Wake up, people! Wake up!